But we start hour number three with a conversation with a football player for Iowa State. He passed for 2,537 yards. He tied the career ISU record for rushing touchdowns by a quarterback with 15, but was moved to linebacker after last season. Iowa State's going to open up against Northern Iowa on September 2nd. We are joined right now by player Joel Lanning. Joel, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Great, Joel. Really good to have you on. Listen, you've got an amazing story to me. So to fully set this up, we have to go back to last season. And you were playing quarterback for Iowa State. The season wears on, and then you're sharing time at the position with Jacob Park. So what was that time like for you?
At times it was very frustrating. But, I was named the team captain last year. So I couldn't let that affect me or affect that in front of the team. I had to make it about the team, and I just did my part. As my role slowly diminished, I was still trying to be a leader as best I could, but Jacob's doing great. He's good now, and just kind of is what it is now, but I just did what I did for the team, really.
Right, so the coaching staff knows there's an issue. Like head coach Matt Campbell said late in the season, he's watching film and he realized, quote, "Man, this is not the best situation for our football team. We don't have enough high-end players like Joel. Here's one of the best players on our team, and he's not on the field," end quote. So at that point, he starts thinking about the idea of you playing defense. So what was your reaction when the coach came to you first and said he was thinking about moving you to linebacker?
I really didn't have a reaction. Honestly, I was just kind of like, yeah, I'll do whatever for the team. Last year, right after the season ended, he kind of brought me in his office and we were kind of talking about situations, what's going to happen. There was talk about me, just being all over on the offensive side of the ball. Running back, H-back, whatever, running quarterback and doing all that. And we kind of had some situations within the team where, linebacker kind of popped up and he just asked me if I could do it right before football started. I said, yeah, sure, why not? I'll do whatever to help this team, try to be better team than what it has been. So, that was kind of it. And I never really questioned it or anything like that. So I trust these guys and what they're doing.
Right. But Joel, when was the last time you had played linebacker?
Last time I made a tackle was in eighth grade when I played both ways.
Incredible. All right. So the last time you had made a tackle was eighth grade. Now, I mentioned your stats. So you're not only playing quarterback, but you were playing well. You could have transferred to another school in order to play quarterback. A lot of guys in your situation would have done just that, but you didn't. How come?
I came to Iowa State for a reason. I loved it here. I wanted to, change the program around the whole time. When I was sitting down with Coach Campbell, I was straight up with him. I said, I'm not gonna transfer in my fifth year and try to go play quarterback somewhere. I told him, I was like, I would rather quit playing football than, try to go somewhere and reestablish myself with new coaches and everything like that. As these coaches just got here, 2 years ago. So I was just kind of over the fact of transferring. Transferring was never really an option for me. It was either I was going to play somewhere here or I was just going to be dumb.
Joel Lanning joining us. So you make the most of the transition. And you just said it yourself, you had not made a tackle since eighth grade. I've seen quarterbacks make the move to wide receiver, maybe tight end, but making the move to linebacker is not common. So what's the transition been like for you?
It's really been pretty smooth. I couldn't ask for better teammates and better coaches, trying to, get the best out of me every day at it. Honestly, the mental part of it, hasn't been anything different. I had to know quite a bit, because we're, as linebackers, we're set in fronts and, you got to see things and tell and communication and stuff like that as you would as a quarterback. But the biggest thing was, the physicality. I went from only getting hit 12 times a year every day in practice. Now I have to bring my stuff. That was the biggest deal. But the transition's been pretty smooth. Like I said, I couldn't have done it without my teammates and coaches.
So what's that like? I'm sure you're still getting used to it, but especially the first couple of weeks when you're playing quarterback and you're not taking hits every day in practice, and then the first couple of weeks you're delivering hits on a regular basis. Did it take some time to get used to?
But definitely. I had to get used to the fact that I had to run up and hit guys that are 300 pounds, guys that have 60 pounds on me, guys that are 5 inches taller than me. I just had to get used to that. And, I mean, the first few weeks in spring ball when it all really started for me, I was struggling. I was pretty sore. My body was beat up. But after we got a little break, you know, came back after spring break and finished off spring ball pretty well, and I felt confident with everything. You know, I mean, I feel confident now with what I'm doing in camp. You know, it's been a good camp for me so far, and the physicality part's just becoming an everyday thing now.
You talked about the physicality part, but you started by mentioning the mentality. So from a mentality standpoint, you have that, and then there's the vision standpoint, and you touched on that. As a quarterback, you're used to reading the safeties and the DNs, so now you're reading as a linebacker. What's that been like, changing your approach?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about as a quarterback, you know, you're kind of like you read a safety, or like you said, you read a DN, and that kind of tells you everything. Or like if you're reading a safety, you work to the other concept. You know, as a linebacker, you just got to know the coverage. And, like, if I'm supposed to stay inside of the three receiver, you know, you stay inside of him the whole time. Just reroute him and do whatever you can. If I'm supposed to guard the running back, I guard the running back. Like, that's the thing about defenses. You know, you just got to kind of know your job and expect the other 10 players to do their job, too. And that's how you have success.
Now, what about the offense? You know, I was going to say, Joel, sorry to interrupt you. What about the offense? I mean, you mentioned, obviously, you could tell I wanted to get to that question. But the offense... There was talk about moving you around on the offensive side of the ball. Is there a scenario where you might still see some time on offense and play both sides?
I think, you know, that's kind of been the plan all along. Ever since he asked me if I wanted to play linebacker last February, he still said that, you know, we're definitely going to do some things with you on offense. You know, we just, like, they don't have any, like, there's no, like, set in stone ideas of what we're doing yet, but, you know, we've been brainstorming some things. You know, I'm sure there's going to be some QB runs and all that stuff, and been running it in camp a little bit here and there. But, I mean, that's just been the plan from the get-go to use me on offense as well, too.
Yeah, Joel, the thing is, you made this clear that you were a team leader, you were a captain, you were going to do what's best for the team, and you're going to be selfless. You're not going to make it about you. But what's been really interesting is the way the team has responded to this. Campbell said that the way you handled it not only helped get the best players on the field, but it inspired everybody else. Quote, you've seen everyone almost embody his spirit. I think they've rallied around him. It's had a profound effect on our football team. So how would you describe your attitude when it came to that transition? And then what's it mean to hear the coach say that that move in and of itself has impacted everybody else and the way they react?
I mean, it's crazy to think that it's impacted everyone. You know, I'm not like a selfish person at all. You know, I'm trying to do it for the team, and to think that, you know, a little thing that I did was just move the defense and, you know, have a role on the defensive side would affect people like that is crazy. I mean, you know, I've had guys come up and tell me that, you know, they look up to me for what I'm doing and all that. And I appreciate it. You know, I didn't think that it was going to have this big of a impact on people. You know, it's crazy, but, you know, it's definitely fun. You know, coaches are telling me that, you know, I'm bringing the best out of some guys on the defense, you know, making people better. And, you know, that's just what I want to do. I want to make it the best that I possibly can be and make players the best that they can possibly be as well.
So I just said it. You're not going to make it about yourself. And you just said, look, I'm not a selfish guy. I'm going to do what's best for the team. So don't make it about yourself. But in the spring game, you had a pick six. Now, given everything you've gone through, you got to take me through that play. What did that moment feel like?
Honestly, you know, the offense ran like a crossing route in front of me, and I was just carrying it, and the ball came a little high and tipped off the receiver, and I was right there and snagged it, ran as fast as I could. As you know, I like to be in the end zone with the ball, so, I mean, it was fun. But, I mean, I was just kind of in the right place at the right time. Honestly, at that moment when it happened, I didn't think I was in the right spot. But clearly I was, so, I mean, it was well worth it.
Yeah, one last thought. You mentioned at the time that when that went down, quote, I wasn't offended at all. I'm a team player. I don't need all the whatever, followers on Twitter and all that stuff. I was just trying to play football and have fun playing with my teammates and win games. And you also said during this conversation, Joel, that you were not going to transfer and start over. You just want to do it right where you were. My question then is, where did the attitude come from? Is this just something that's been a part of you all along, or what does that attitude mentality come from?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like the person I am. I mean, when I start something, you know, I want to finish it. I'm not the person that's going to quit and try to move on real quick. You know, I came here for a reason, you know, which coaches believed in me. You know, they wanted me to come here, and, you know, I thought I could make an impact on the team, and I think that's clearly what I'm doing. I don't know, like wrestling in high school, you know, it kind of had an effect on me as well with the mentality and stuff like that. You know, like that's like wrestling in high school was hard. I mean, that's like one of the hardest things I've done is like cutting weight and trying to, you know, perform best you can. And, you know, just taught me to never give up just when situations get hard. I mean, because you're out there one-on-one battles and you're not going to win every time. And, you know, you just got to keep coming back and just don't ever give up just because something gets hard.
You know, you were an excellent wrestler in high school. In fact, how much has that helped you with the transition to linebacker?
I think it helped me most mentally, you know, having the mentality to bring it every day, you know, running up in the trenches, like I said earlier, and, you know, running up in the O-line guys that are, you know, twice my size or whatever, you know, it's not a normal thing to do that. So I think, you know, the mentality of wrestling helped me and just a person.
It's been an amazing story thus far and far from over. You've got Iowa State going up against Northern Iowa on September 2nd. Joel Lanning, my guest. Joel, great job. Really nice to talk some Iowa State football on the program. Nice to have you on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great job, Joel. That's a good story. I mean, he played quarterback and he played at a high level. As I mentioned in the intro, he tied the career ISU record for rushing touchdowns by a quarterback with 15. And then the head coach, Matt Campbell, comes to him one day and says, hey, look, we got to find a way to get the best players on the field, and we've got two of our best players playing the same position, and we got to find a way to get you on the field. How about you play linebacker? And his response was, all right, yeah, you need me to play linebacker, I'll play linebacker.